Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seven straight wins for the Wild. Another impressive road performance last night. 4-1 defeat Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers and those disastrous uniforms that they've had for way too long. The general manager of the Wild, Bill Guerin, joins us. You can't like those Oilers uniforms, can you?
They're not my favorite, but I played for the Oilers and I loved it up there. So I love the logo. I love a lot about the Oilers.
The logo, yeah.
I like the original. The original ones are the best.
Yeah. Orange has to be kind of subtle, right?
Yeah. I like them. I like the colors. I've always liked the colors. I think they're great. But
what if you come out today and make news and say you don't like the Wild uniforms, and we'll put that on Twitter. You know, you don't like the logo. I don't think you're going to say that. What you can say is your club is playing great hockey. You had a very good regular season last year. You had a very competitive series going to seven with Vegas. In an off season, like every team, where changes are going to take place, it certainly appears to most of us that you're better than last year. Not saying last year you weren't good, but you're better this year. Why are you better at this point last year compared to the team that won quite a few games just this past year?
Well, I think our coaching staff has done a fantastic job of, each and every day coming up with a specific game plan and an overall philosophy. And I think our players have done a fantastic job of buying into that and playing together. We play as a team. And, one of the things I like about Dino is that he demands that you play hard. And, but now what we have, I think, is the guys hold each other accountable. And you know what? They expect each other to play hard for the team. And that's what I see. I mean, we play hard every night, and that's what we have to have.
So you're pointing out and giving credit to Dean Evason. He's getting that credit around the league. And at the same point, his contract ends at the end of this year. Why doesn't he have a contract extension beyond this year?
Because we haven't negotiated one. It's that simple. I like
Will
Dean.
You
he's a heck of a coach. We'll get him signed. It just hasn't happened yet.
Will you do it during the season, or does it need to be after the season?
No, we'll do it during the season. I think this is one of those things in sports where everybody just maybe looks into it a little or reads into it a little too much. Okay. Dean and I have a great relationship. He's an excellent coach. Things are going really well here. We'll eventually get him signed. And, look, we have a lot of players that are on one-year deals too. So we'll get to all that. We'll get it done.
You know, though, okay, as a player and a guy who's been on this league, sometimes...
Hold on one sec, Chad. You forgot, though. I gave Dean a lot of the credit, and I give the players a lot of the credit as well.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah,
I want to get to about that.
I'm going to get to a bunch of players here. But you know this better than me. Sometimes when a coach is at the end of a deal, it can create some issues in the locker room. Now, I can kind of answer my own question here. The way you're winning, it obviously hasn't created those issues. Have you had any dialogue with him just to say, trust me, we're going to get this done. It just isn't the time right now. Something along those lines.
We'll start talking about it sometime soon. We'll get it done. Another thing I really like about Dean, there's no BS. We don't worry about that stuff. This is all about the team. It's not about, just getting contracts and money and this and that. Like, this is, we're focused on hockey, and he's focused on the team. And we'll get it done when we'll get it done. And this is not causing any sort of, it's not an issue.
You have a lot of quality players on this team. But since the start of last year, has Jonas Brodin been your best player?
He's been unbelievable. We've had a lot of guys play really well. Hartman, Foligno. Spurgey's always played well. Cam Talbot. I mean, so many guys. Kirill's caught fire. But Brodes has been consistently playing at a high, high level. Yeah, he's been one of our best players. He's been unbelievable.
It just seems like he has this ability, whether it's he has to make a decision with the puck in an instant, like one of those plays where he just has to get rid of it, out of the zone, or he passes, he can do it. Or if it's a play that needs to develop, that's going to take 2 or 3 seconds of patience, and he's so good at both of them. He just is never rushed. He plays at his pace so well.
Yeah, his skating ability is incredible. Like, I mean, he can turn on a dime. He can, his agility, side to side, all that stuff is a, 10 out of 10. And straightaway speed is incredible. What I like that we're seeing now is that he's pushing his offensive capabilities more. I think in the past he just would settle for, a simple play or just a safe play. But we've encouraged him to, get in the offense. We need you. We want you to skate. We want you to score. Like, we won't get mad at you if you shoot the puck in the net. Promise. And he's being more assertive in his game. And, he's really taking a leadership role too. And that consistency that he brings each and every night is so big for us.
Billy Guerin, Wild GM, with us, giving straight answers as always. So just staying with the offensive side of Brodin, he, not just this year, but for so much of his career, the last few years, he's played with Dumba. And as 1,000% better than me, Dumba is very aggressive offensively, will roam. Has Brodin before this year tried to check himself a little bit more just because of the way Dumba plays and finally said, we now can do it in tandem?
I don't know if he's made that conscious effort, but it sure seems like it. And I think that's why they've been a good pair. And I think what we've seen with Dumbs is Dumbs has simplified his game a lot. He's picking his spots. He's really focused on being better in the D zone, and his game has really improved. So with him focusing more on the defensive side and the simplicity side, it's allowed Brodes to take a few more chances, knowing that that Dumbs will be covering up for him. And the two guys are thick as thieves. Like, they are best buddies, and they love playing together. And they've been really had a heavy workload for us here the last little while, and they're a terrific pair.
You had a great pair of so-called third defensive pairing that really was essential to you last year in Cole and Susie, and financially you couldn't bring Cole back. You lost Susie with the expansion draft. And I know smarter hockey people than me wondered a little bit if there would be the drop off. And among the guys that stands out to me on a regular basis is Kulikov. And not just because he had the breakaway last night, but the way he has played. Has he exceeded your expectations this year?
Yeah, he definitely has. John Merrill has, and Jordy Benn has. The three of those guys have been fantastic for us. Solid as a rock. You know, Cooley really has offensive capabilities. You know, you saw it last night. I mean, the last games he's got a couple goals now, and he's very good. And just like Dumbs, you know, when he simplifies his game, his skill level really shows, and he's got the ability to make, you know, get us out of our end, make plays in the offensive zone, join the rush, all those things that we're watching him do now. And then, you know, Merrill and Benny, and, you know, I give Benny a lot of credit because I think he played one out of the first 10 or 12 games, and that's tough to do. And he's come in and really been solid for us. And, you know, Merrill's played a lot more minutes than we ever thought he would. And they've been the three of those guys, you know, and then, you know, Goose coming over. The four new guys have been very, very good for us.
Is Spurgeon back tomorrow?
I can't tell you that.
Yes, you can. I mean, it seemed like the staff was getting
strong. You know what? I'm
going
to write it down, and I'm going to write this letter to you, and I'm going to mail it with the answer on it.
Thank you. When is the last time you mailed a letter to someone?
Just the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like a family member or?
Who the heck was I? Was, you know what? I'm lying. It was probably a bill.
Yeah, bills don't count.
That doesn't count. No, you know what? I haven't. When I mail certain things, like a document to somebody or whatever, I'll always put a handwritten note in.
Which is a nice touch, right?
Try to do that.
It is. I think it's a reminder for all of us that even now, and maybe it's just through email now, maybe it's through DMs, just taking the time to personalize it a little bit is so nice, as opposed to just one thumbs up on text, and I can be just as guilty as any.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Bill Guerin with a couple last questions. We'll let him go. I believe I have this right. Your team has scored 4-plus goals in 15 of the games. Are we downplaying that too much of this? It's this cohesive unit. They play the right way. They play the hard way. When you're scoring as many goals as your team is scoring?
Are we downplaying it?
Yeah, I mean, do you think maybe those of us from afar aren't emphasizing enough where we say, you know what, they're getting everything out of their skill. When you score this many goals, the skill level must be pretty damn good.
Yeah. We have good skill. Like, we have some really skilled guys. But I think when you have – if you have skill and you don't play the right way, you won't have success. But we have skilled guys that – are really playing the right way. They're playing hard. When you play hard and you compete hard, your skill level gets even higher. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing. And they get rewarded for it.
Do you expect to be running the Olympic team?
I'm hoping to, yeah. I'm hoping to. I think it'll be nice.
Have they given you a timeline?
It'll be a huge honor.
It would be a great honor. Have they given you a timeline when they just want to affirm this?
Not really. Not really. I mean, I communicate with USA Hockey pretty often, but there's no. We just want to make sure that we're doing the right things here.
Yesterday, when I'm driving, turned out the tire pressure was low on all four of my tires. I went to a gas station. I filled them up. No problem. On my own. How good should I feel about that? Would Bill Guerin feel good about that, or would he think that's nothing? Because we've talked about we're both fairly technically inept.
Right. I would feel like I probably deserved some sort of medal or pat on the back.
Yes.
That's something where I would walk in the house, be all proud of myself. I would say to my wife, I'd be like, hey, I just put air in all my tires, expecting like a way to go, like an attaboy, and she'd be like, so?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what happened in my house, too.
But I'm proud of you. I am proud of you.
Thank you. When you write me that letter, when you write me that letter, can you include that?
Yeah.
I also have the ability to find that, although I think I lost one of the covers, you know, so I probably am losing out there.
You know what?
Congrats on the success.
Parking lot and grab one off another car.
Okay. Put that on Twitter, Tubbs. Bill Guerin encourages you to steal things from other cars as long as the owner is not there. I like that one. We'll put that up.
Just leave them a handwritten note.
Oh, yeah. I hate that note. When somebody like you park somewhere inappropriately
and they leave a note that's sorry.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Yeah, thanks.
The note doesn't do a damn thing for me. All right. I always enjoy the conversations. Congrats so far. And we'll talk again soon.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, Chad. Appreciate it, buddy.
Billy Guerin. His team's playing great, and he's an excellent, as you can hear, excellent radio interview.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.